Heard at Sports Radio every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m.
Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sonner from Heard at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal.
Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning. Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Welcome back. Coffee and Cream. Programming note, they are not letting folks in Lincoln until probably sometime between 7 now and 7:50. I don't believe those doors will open until about 7:50 for media. So we'll catch up with Andrew Rogers maybe later on. Maybe just tomorrow when he's back on the show. But he is down there eyeballing practice. Fantastic show. We'll see if we can make you some money with Brian Edwards. He's coming up at 8:45.
Right. Butter the cream cheese on the bagel.
Or something like that he said one time. Shane, what did he say about cream cheese and a bagel? He said something, and I thought it was funny, and I was like, I kind of like this guy. Then we're down in Vegas. And
I don't really love it.
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
Were they using the cream cheese to butter the bagel?
Different. Bruncy, back from
Vegas. Got to be touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
Okay.
Is that too much?
Yes, stop.
Well, you know what?
Shame on me.
It's a child. Michael Bruns, fresh off vacation. I got to get his thoughts on Nebraska baseball and Creighton. And it's basically his fault that the bullpen has not settled in, because a month ago when I asked him about having the ability to win midweek games because of their depth, he would not agree with me.
Yeah.
A little ominous foreshadowing.
Not great.
Like, he said, well, I don't know.
I don't know about all that, TV.
Yeah. Turns out we still don't know. And then we'll talk to our mutual friend. How many group text buddies do you think that Jacob Padilla is in?
Oh, I would say a bunch.
A bunch?
Well, because he's got all of his work people, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's in like – I know he's got like a Slack channel or whatever that is, right? That's like a corporate group chat. But then,
oh, what?
A Slack channel.
No, I get it.
It's like a corporate.
That was just – no, I get it. Why was that just at the forefront of the old Rolodex?
So he'll tell us sometimes, be like, oh, they were talking about this in the Slack or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, I'm, you know, I know it exists.
Jacob would be – so we talk kind of hardcore factual stuff. We do get some opinions. We say some things to each other.
Yeah.
That I think we – if it's about a young person, we may not like just want to run them over.
Sure, yeah.
But you have to assess. He strikes me as the type of guy, I don't think you could be dropping a lot of funny anecdotal or rumors in a Jacob Padilla chat. Is that?
Well,
Jacob likes just the facts.
He does like facts. So he's a he's a journalist.
Is he a journalist in your text group?
Not to the same extent.
Okay.
Like, he'll give opinions, and he'll make jokes and things like that. So
he is low-key funny.
No, he is. And really, really good dude. He is very – he takes what he does very seriously, and I appreciate that about him. So he's looser in the group text.
Okay.
Not to say he's a different person, because he is who he is, right? But he's certainly not as opinionated as I am, or at least not
way
as vocal as about his opinions as I am. But – no, he's it's not talking to a robot or anything. Yeah. I mean, he's got opinions and jokes and things like that, and he participates. I mean, our boy Alex Sindelar is in the group chat, and
he's hysterical.
Yeah, so you have to kind of understand, if Jacob's willing to be in a group chat with Alex Sindelar, then there's another side to Jacob that most people don't see. If that makes sense.
One that could put up with 100% sarcasm.
Well, that could put up with both Sindelar and me at the same time.
It's tough. Sounds like a lot of Creighton.
So it is, you know, there's a lot of Creighton, there's a lot of Nebraska, there's just kind of a lot in there. Yeah.
And we'll close with David Cobb, talk about the Sweet 16, which starts today. But before we do that and I get to what I want to talk about with practice coming up today, let's get to Michigan Lance. Michigan Lance, good morning. How are you? Michigan Lance, good morning. How are you?
Morning, boys. How you doing?
I'm good.
What's up, Lance?
You sound like you're in an awful good mood. Where are you on your way to school? You teaching?
No, just got done dropping off the kiddos.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they leave stuff when you try to help them out and prepare them for the day.
Oh.
And they leave things like water when they have, like, they don't need to hydrate.
Yep,
that would
be Micah Daniel Benning.
Man.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Man.
I get it.
I know you feel my pain, DB.
Yes, I do. We somehow made it to Wichita without a basketball bag.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's
oh, man, I know them days. Hey, man. Oh, not them days. I'm living those days. I mean, we forget football shoes. Oh, yeah, we have a football game. Yeah, you need those,
funny,
don't you?
Funny story. We parent how we're kind of parented. I remember I was playing with a youth organization, Gladiators, and I forgot my helmet at home. Mm. And it's a really good team. You know, Clinton was on that team, Mike Stick. Steve Stanifer.
I mean, yeah, I remember the mythology of those teams. Yeah, those were great.
Had some
y'all set it off,
fellas, right? And uh-huh. I forgot my helmet, and I just didn't think I should practice. Listen, why did they go in the clubhouse at Gladiator Park and give me the worst two-bar Terry Bradshaw looking helmet out there? My dad was dead set on me wearing that helmet. I wasn't gonna put that thing on.
Right. Right, hey, listen, it was your fault.
Why did I sit in the car and cry like a four-year-old for 2 hours and about 5 minutes watching practice? He pulled the car around in the gravel so I could see.
Oof.
Yeah, guess what we didn't do anymore?
Forget your helmet?
We bring the helmet.
Oh, right. Hey, man, jeez, I wish we were that hard on our kids.
Yeah, Dave,
I mean,
so, our head coach, Dave Guy, he was like, is this really? He grabbed me by my arm in public.
Okay.
Right. Said, right.
Well, guess I'll be. I'll see you guys later.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye bye. What's up, this
right,
morning?
Right. Oh, man. It got Robbie back. Hey, DB is like AKA Jesse Jackson out here.
Uh-oh.
You're just a rainbow coalition of everything. You're so woke. Robbie.
Oh!
Robbie, what nationality are you?
My dad's from India.
Okay, yeah. Hey, man. Hey, DB's helps out everybody.
Oh!
The women in her that spot and her that sports. DB, you're just the wokest guy.
Yeah. You can miss me with that one. Wow.
Coming out hot today.
Yeah, I know. Steaming.
Hey, I have to ask you, Robbie, because you code-switch very well. So I can't tell by your when you talk or your professional.
Do you know what code switching
voice
yeah.
there?
Yeah, that's tough.
There's a great TED Talk on code switching too, DB.
Listen, what I tell you about those folks that hype up TED Talk? A lot of pretenders out here that ride the coattails of TED Talk. And them guys aren't any good.
Some of them are, so many of them.
Yeah,
it's so many of them though. Yeah. Like, it's become one. It's like the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But anyway, the real reason I called was for
I got your TED.
Right.
Wow.
Is Creighton basketball. All right, expectations. And DB, you know how I've been with Creighton basketball expectations. I don't think Robbie knows, but how have I been with their expectations, DB?
Well, they need to have them and say them out loud and be held accountable because it's a top 25 program.
Thank you. Yes, you're in the big boy conference, you're in the Big East. Like, hey, this, you know, so it's starting to feel like it's starting to turn. Like, it's starting to feel like people were expecting a Sweet 16, you know, the second weekend, Sweet 16, you know, was preseason top, but 10 to top 5. I mean, like, they were disappointed when it wasn't going good. So, help me out, DB. Is everybody trying to catch up with me now with the expectations?
Robbie.
Or are we still kind of like, you know, in the valley?
I mean, I've been on the expectations the whole time, and I agree with you. I think that if you want to be a big boy program, you have to act like a big boy program. And to be honest, I don't think they do all the time in terms of the way they handle expectations, whether it's the people around the program itself, the people who cover the program. I think sometimes they kind of shy away from it. And I understand some of it's coach speak and things like that. But, I mean, listen, going into the year, you're top 10 in the country. You've got five guys in ESPN's top 100 in terms of college basketball players. If that team doesn't make the second weekend, it's a huge disappointment. And that's the second weekend is the point where it starts to become acceptable, right? You've got You've got Princeton in the Sweet 16. It's going to be unacceptable if they don't make the Elite Eight. I'm sorry to say it. I get Princeton's a good basketball team. They're a 15 seed. You have to beat Princeton to make the Elite Eight. Like, that's a non-negotiable. But people don't want to talk that way because it wasn't that way for so long. And there's still a very sometimes small school vibe around the program.
Even though they're playing
with big boy, big school expectations now.
Hey, they better bring it, man. Ed Cooley at Georgetown. You got Rick Pitino now at St. John's. Like, hey, man, I don't even know. Where is Providence? So Providence is like, oh, he did us wrong. Exactly, Rhode Island. I didn't even know that. You want to live in D.C. or Rhode Island?
Yeah, I already get it. We're going to get into coaching searches. Max Stang, Shrewsbury at Notre Dame, a whole lot. Don't turn the dial.
Heard at Sports Radio, every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sauter from Herd at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Verzel. Take a dive into the latest news in all things sports. Herd at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.